was broken. Now this one's halfway gone, and it's barely even open. There's a hole in the bottle, leaking all this wine. It's already empty, and it ain't even supper time. Honey, can't even find the hole in the bottle of wine.
I've never felt such emptiness. I've had it made, I must confess. I've had you, I've never been alone. Keep in mind, I'm a little green. Yeah, this is all so new to me. But I'm learning as you go. So girl, take it easy on this heart of mine. Remember as you leave me, this is my first time. And girl, while you're walking now, please walk out real slow. Cause I'm learning as you go. It's hard to see through all these tears, just where I should go from here. I've never been down this old lonesome road. So excuse me if my heart should break. I'm bound to make a few mistakes, but I'm learning.
Than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. Law enforcement says the truck apparently involved in the overnight attack was seen yesterday in the Houston area. 10 people are dead, more than 30 others in hospitals after New Orleans police say a man in a pickup truck crashed into crowds on Canal and Bourbon Streets at about 3 in the morning, firing a gun and firing at police who shot him to death. The man's name and info have not been released. ABC News Chief Justice Correspondent Pierre Thomas.
I'm being told by multiple sources that they're looking at the possibility that the suspect may have come into the country recently. Very fluid situation. They're also looking at the potential for any kind of ties to ISIS. Again, it's very early in the investigation. Nothing has been finalized.
Tonight's Sugar Bowl football game in New Orleans has not been canceled. In some briefings, major police departments are focusing on the potential for copycat attacks at outdoor venues. This is ABC News. Police in Mexico working to uncover the case of an American man and his brother from Chicago who were shot and killed while visiting Durango, Mexico. The pair, along with the man's 14-year-old son, were found on the side of the highway next to their vehicle with gunshot wounds. The teen is in a coma and remains in the hospital. The victim's family working with a local activist, Julia Contreras, to get the teen back to Chicago.
It's very heart-wrenching, and currently this family is living a nightmare. And we just want to bring them home so they can be safe.
And police are investigating a possible connection to a robbery. A new alert for pet owners about bird flu. Health officials in Los Angeles say one brand of raw pet food sold at farmers markets in California has sickened at least five cats. They're advising pet owners to keep Monarch raw pet food away from their animals. Warning follows the FDA's announcement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Again Fling's. Try Again Fling's with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Keep your New Year's car care resolutions and save now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a $12 gift card after rebate when you purchase four or more AC Delco Iridium spark plugs for your tune-up. Or protect your engine with Prestone Universal Antifreeze and Coolant, now just $16.99 a gallon. Stop by your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Happy New Year! I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A colder start to 2025 with mostly cloudy skies. Highs near 22, west-northwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 14. On Thursday, partly sunny, still chilly, a high near 20. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. A suspect is being sought in the deaths of three people in New Lisbon. Police say an armed man on the loose is their person of interest. The three victims were found dead Monday inside a home in the Juneau County community. Police are looking for 47-year-old Virgil Thu, who is considered armed and dangerous. West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring doesn't have an attorney. Jessica Craning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the crimes. Since Craning doesn't have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office. And communities across Wisconsin are hanging on to a lot of road salt after a carryover from last winter. Although salt keeps Wisconsin roads safe during the winter, using more salt than needed comes at a price. In Wisconsin and much of the U.S., chlorides from salt are infiltrating lakes, streams, and groundwater.
If you like big deals and last-minute discounts, visit Fleet Farm through January 1st to take advantage of our year-end clearance event. Save 50% on select toys. Save up to 75% on select clothing. Save 50% on all remaining Christmas decor. And get up to 40% off select clearance fishing gear. Clearance on clearance? Now that's a big deal. Stop in and close out your year with closeout prices. And Happy New Year from Fleet Farm.
For five generations, starting in 1883, Goodrich Funeral Home has been serving families in the area. The staff members of Goodrich Funeral Home will guide your family in creating a meaningful ceremony to honor the life and memory of a loved one. A ceremony can be anything you wish it to be, simple or elaborate, traditional or unique. No matter how it's tailored, such a ceremony is an important step in recovering from loss. Goodrich Funeral Home, our family serving your family for years to come.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Advent Health of Durand. It's time to feel whole with Advent Health. Visit their website at adventhealth.com. SFB, Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls. Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telcom. And the Goodrich Family Funeral Home, serving the Durand area for five generations and featuring monuments from lifetime memorials. It was a somber crowd for a Dunn County corrections officer killed in a pre-Christmas automobile accident. A crowd turned out Tuesday night to remember Jeff Reynolds. He's the county corrections officer who died in an early morning crash on Highway E in the early morning hours of Christmas Eve. Investigators say he was on his way to work at the time of the accident. Community members and Durand business owners are invited to an open house with the Durand Improvement Group on January 13th. That event will take place at the Riverside Grill from 5 to 6 a.m., and it will be a chance for community members and area business owners to connect and also to meet the Durand Improvement Group's Board of Directors. Eau Claire County Community Table is seeking more members facing homelessness and food insecurity. The nonprofit's most recent report showed 80% of patrons are concerned about their access to food, and almost half are facing the possibility of homelessness. Executive Director TJ Atkins says the nonprofit is facing cost increases, but is also receiving more donations than ever. Hot meals are served daily at the Community Table's location on Putnam Street in Eau Claire. New laws are going into effect in Minnesota on January 1st. Consumers who buy event tickets online and are getting new protections under the Ticket Fairness Act. That includes a requirement for posting prices that include all fees before purchases and a ban on deceptive advertising. The ban on so-called junk fees will apply to all Minnesota businesses. Guns with binary triggers are now banned in that state, as well as products that include chemicals known as PFAS. Employers in Minnesota will be required to disclose starting salary ranges and pay rates in new job postings. And Minnesota's minimum wage also increases to $11.13 an hour. That began on January 1st. You're listening to WRDN News.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at primerealtymidwest.com.
The Menominee Police Department is sharing details on a memorial fund for fallen officer Sam Miller. A memorial fund for Miller's family has been set up through the Wisconsin Fraternal Order of Police. The police department said 100% of the funds would go directly to Officer Miller's family to support immediate needs and future expenses. Miller passed away unexpectedly on Friday. More information on the memorial fund can be found at the Menominee Police Department's Facebook page. One UW expert is blaming the warm weather for the spread of the bird flu. Jerry Clark with the Extension Office in Eau Claire County says not as many wild birds have migrated south this year, and that's kept the bird flu in circulation. Many of the bird flu cases are in commercial bird flocks and start with wild birds. Wisconsin has seen two recent bird flu cases and has seen a human case in Barron County. Clark says it's a concern that small flocks of wild birds can potentially infect the large flocks of turkeys and chickens that dot western Wisconsin. Firefighters in Eau Claire say the city didn't see any holiday season house fires. That city's fire department said it was able to keep the wreath green. Firefighters in Eau Claire put up a wreath outside of the firehouse with green lights. If there's a fire, they change one of the lights to red. This year, Eau Claire didn't have any red lights. The last time that happened was back in 2019. A West Bend woman accused of leading a deer poaching ring doesn't have an attorney. 36-year-old Jessica Kroning is accused of killing and torturing deer and having three children take part in the crimes. A criminal complaint alleges that Kroning and the juveniles would drive around with a spotlight shining fields and firing at deer from the vehicle. If the deer was shot, they would identify the sex of the animal, leaving some to rot where they lay while taking the heads of bucks. Since Kroning does not have an attorney, the case against her is on hold until she can be assigned one from the public defender's office.
Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
Television journalist from Minnesota and former CNN anchor Aaron Brown has passed away. The Hopkins native started his career as a radio talk show host in Minneapolis. But he's most known for his skillful coverage of the September 11th attacks for CNN on his very first day. He was 76. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Happy New Year! I'm meteorologist Brandon Vormans. A colder start to 2025 with mostly cloudy skies. Highs near 22, west-northwest winds up to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low near 14. On Thursday, partly sunny, still chilly, a high near 20. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Right now, it's 19 degrees.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or a loved one were injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You'll find out if you have a case and how much money it's potentially worth. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. The call is free, the consultation is free, and you can speak with a live agent 24/7. So, if you or someone you know are injured in an accident of any kind, take advantage of this opportunity and speak with a live agent right now. Find out if you have a case and how much money you could potentially get. Call 800-610-2400. That's 800-610-2400. 800-610-2400. Call now. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM, 866-549-TERM.
The Bucks came from 19 down to knock off the Indiana Pacers, 120-112 in Indianapolis on Tuesday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Giannis Antetokounmpo returning from a 10-day absence to score 30 points and grab 12 rebounds to lead the charge. Coach Doc Rivers said his team struggled in the first half.
I thought offensively we didn't play well. I thought we took
pretty much bad shots. We turned the ball over. And then the wide open shots we had, we didn't make.
Bucks snapped a two-game losing streak, improving to 17-14. Eighth-ranked Marquette used a 21-0 run early on to blow out Providence 78-50 in Big East action in Rhode Island. Cam Jones recording a double-double with 18 points and 10 assists to send the Golden Eagles to a 12-2 record and a 3-0 start in Big East play. In Big Ten women's action, Wisconsin fell behind by 21 in the first quarter. They lost at home to Minnesota 59-50. Hockey Badgers gearing up for a pair of games against number one-ranked Michigan State this week. The two-game set starts Thursday in East Lansing, followed by a matchup Saturday night in the Outdoor Classic at Wrigley Field. Head coach Mike Hastings.
When you have conference points on the line, and it was last weekend was great, but you know, getting right back into Big Ten play, for us, it's a really important opportunity because we've got to get as many points as we can. We've played more games than anybody else in the conference, and there's going to be points on the line on Thursday. We'll worry about Saturday when it gets here.
At the World Juniors in Ottawa, the U.S. beat Canada 4-1 in the final preliminary round game. They'll take on Switzerland in Thursday's quarterfinals. The Packers had the day off yesterday. We'll start preparing for their regular season finale against the Bears on Sunday. The Packers looking at one of three potential opponents in the playoffs, the Eagles, the Rams, or the Buccaneers. College football playoffs, Penn State advancing to the semifinals with a 31-14 victory over Boise State. They'll get the winner of today's quarterfinal between Georgia and Notre Dame. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner. So he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The youngest Gibbs becomes the newest owner. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
It may be the off-season for sprint car racing, but you can still check out years of Wing Nation's programs to get that sprint car fixed. I'm Steve Post from Wing Nation. You can head to our YouTube or Facebook page or any of the audio podcast platforms to check out interviews with the champions, the race winners, the personalities, and the stories that you won't find anywhere else. Champion David Gravel. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Wing Nation, we are your home for sprint car racing.
Relive the thrills of over 50 years of NASCAR racing with the Motor Racing Network's Classic Race.
36th Annual Southern 500, they come down to the start-finish line. Bill Elliott and David Pearson get down.
We dig into the MRN audio vault for unforgettable races and moments.
Dale Jarrett's got the lead. Earnhardt's not going to get him. Dale Jarrett is going to win the Daytona 500.
Available on MRN.com and podcast platform.
Alan Kulwicki out of turn number four, the new Winston Cup champion. He does it across the line.
MRN Classic Races.
While Joe Gibbs has been a team owner in the sport for over three decades, his grandson, Ty, will assume some of the responsibilities of Joe Gibbs Racing's NASCAR Xfinity program next year, as he is the listed owner of the team's number 54 car and driver Taylor Gray. It's the next step for the 22-year-old to learn about the company that his grandfather has built from ground up.
You know, that's 54 is now my name, under my name, so I think that's really special to me, and it also makes it important, but also I think we have William Swalch coming in as well, so I think that's really cool, and, you know, of course, I'll spend all my time with them equally.
Gibbs will also compete for the team in the NASCAR Cup Series, where he's still seeking his first win. For more CMRN.com, I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Industrial hemp may be another feed alternative for cattle. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A study shows it's nutritious for them, but there is that issue with cannabinoids as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
Your trusted online auction partner, Big Iron and Sullivan Auctioneers, proudly celebrate 40 and 45 years of service. From day one, we've been committed to excellence, connecting buyers and sellers in agriculture, construction, transportation, livestock, real estate, and collector car markets. We provide a seamless online experience driven by innovation, integrity, and customer care. Ready to buy or sell? Visit BigIron.com and join the celebration of trusted online auctions built on family values.
There are many uses for industrial hemp, and cattle feed may soon be one of them. Don't worry, it won't make your cows high. Researchers at Kansas State University are studying the nutritional benefits of hemp and the potential for cannabinoid drug residues to accumulate in meat and milk. Mike Kleinhens is an assistant professor at Kansas State's College of Veterinary Medicine and co-researcher on the study. He says all parts of the hemp plant could be nutritious for cattle.
Depending on the plant part, they had varying levels of crude protein. So crude protein and say like the flower or the leaves or even the leftover from the seed harvesting. So that chaff in the upper 20s to 20% range. So it'd be comparable like alfalfa. So quite a bit of crude protein. Digestibility on most of these were fairly good, especially when you got away from the stemmy type pieces.
The biggest downside to hemp as livestock feed is the plant's cannabinoid content. And if you feed hemp to an animal, do cannabinoids get into its system? They fed some to Holstein steers to find out.
Basically wanted to see if it actually entered the animal. How long does it stay in the animal? And what we found was is when you feed industrial hemp, yes, cannabinoids are absorbed in the animal quite rapidly, but they go away pretty quickly as well. So half-life on that is like 14 hours. So the maximum concentration to be cut in half was 14 hours, essentially.
The FDA considers cannabinoid content in food items not safe for human consumption. So the million-dollar question is, at what point is the meat or milk free of residues and safe to enter the food chain? Kleinhens says the research continues for that answer. Learn more about hemp for cattle at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
No two people learn the exact same way. So how did Babbel become the award-winning language learning app? We thought of you, all of you. Take Sierra. As a visual learner, she uses Babbel's wordplay videos.
Today I'll share a quick lesson on shopping in French.
Merci beaucoup. Keith is a be-in-the-room-with-real-people kind of learner, so he loves the live online classes with our language experts.
Okay, class. Vos está pronto.
Estamos prontos.
However you learn, Babbel makes it easy. Try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Brazilian farmers are expecting big soybean and corn crops this coming year. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
While North America is in the middle of winter, South America is all but wrapped up with planting season. Joanna Colucci, a postdoctoral student at the University of Illinois and South American native, says things are busy in Brazil right now.
As the beginning of December, over 90% of the soybeans were planted in Brazil. Brazilian soybean acreage is projected to grow by 2.6%. This would be its lowest growth in a decade, driven by lower profit margins for farmers, very similar than we are seeing here in the U.S. in terms of high production costs and low revenues.
Despite the challenges she mentioned, Brazilian farmers are likely to produce a record crop.
Current crop season is forecast to hit a record over 6.1 billion bushels. That will be the first time that Brazilian farmers will produce more than 6 billion bushels. So the harvest season, especially in the center-west states, in Mato Grosso, Mato Grosso do Sul, Goiás, will start pretty soon in the beginning of January.
Brazil will also produce a lot of corn during the current growing season.
Right after the soybean harvest in January and February, Brazilian farmers will start to plant the second season of corn. The first season of corn is planting right now in the south of Brazil. As the beginning of December, over 70% of the corn first crop was planted. Brazilian corn acreage is expected to remain stable. Total corn production is expected to reach around 4.7 billion bushels, 3% increase compared to the last year.
Joanna Clusi, a postdoctoral student in agricultural and economics at the University of Illinois. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The American Peanut Council joined other groups in celebrating the life and contributions of Georgia peanut farmer Jimmy Carter, the 39th president of the United States. The former president, who passed away over the weekend, was once quoted as saying, "The things I learned as a peanut farmer put me in good standing through my life's work." Carter grew up on the peanut farm in Plains, Georgia. After graduating from the Naval Academy and completing his term of service, he returned to manage his family's farm supply business and several hundred acres of land. Reactions also came in from other U.S. agriculture groups, including the National FFA organization. FFA CEO Scott Stump said, quote, "Carter lived out our FFA motto, learning to do, learn doing to learn, earning to live, and living to serve every day," unquote. Rob LaRue, National Farmers Union president, said Carter's background prepared him to serve the U.S. with grace and compassion. The CME Group, the world's largest marketplace, announced that it would honor the passing of former President Carter by implementing an early close for agricultural products on the National Day of Mourning on Thursday, January 9th. Agriculture markets will close early at 12:15, again on January 9th. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association says a recent decision putting the Corporate Transparency Act reporting requirements on hold is, quote, confusing. Kent Backus, NCBA Executive Director of Government Affairs, says the Fifth Circuit Court reversed the ruling it had issued before Christmas and has instead decided to uphold the injunction blocking the Corporate Transparency Act from taking effect. This means U.S. cattle producers have yet another reprieve from filing beneficial ownership information with the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN, Backus says. These court rulings have gone back and forth and continue to add to overall confusion, he said. He also says NCBA urges all cattle producers to consult with their attorney and tax professional for the latest information in case more changes come up. NCBA is continuing to urge Congress to pass legislation that would permanently protect cattle farmers and ranchers from this burdensome mandate, Backus added. After advancing above growth neutral in November for the first time since 2023, the overall Rural Main Street Index sank below the 50 reading in December. That, according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in rural areas of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture or energy, the December index plummeted to 39.6 from November's 50.2. It was the 11th time in 2024 that the overall reading was below growth neutral. The index ranges 0 to 100, with 50 representing growth neutral. In retrospect, there appears to have been a significant November upturn resulting from the surprising Trump election results, said Dr. Ernie Goss of Creighton University. But that positive bump disappeared in December, he said. Roughly one in four bankers reported their local economy was either in a recession or would enter a downturn in 2025. The remaining three out of the four bankers expected slow growth, but no recession next year. The U.S. is on pace to surpass 5 billion gallons of biodiesel and renewable diesel consumption for the first time. That caps a 2024 that saw increased efforts from states to drive adoption, updates to technical standards, growth in soybean crush capacity, and growing public support for clean transportation fuel. Clean Fuels Alliance America CEO Donal Rahagan said a strong 2024 has set the industry up for further growth in air, marine, rail, and heavy-duty transportation use. Consumers and corporations are demanding more clean fuel, and they are increasingly turning to biodiesel and renewable diesel for it, Reagan said. Went on to say the industry has become a central force in the global effort to curb greenhouse gas emissions. Now, one factor in the improvement is the number of states that implemented clean fuel policies. Updated fuel specifications will create opportunities in the new year. Biodiesel and renewable diesel will continue to make farms stronger in 2025, he went on to add. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The quiet weather will continue in our ag weather forecast. Now, temperatures will gradually be decreasing throughout the rest of the weekend into the weekend. Now, overall, a dry forecast is in store. There is a slight chance of snow this weekend. A bigger winter storm, though, appears to be moving farther to the south. And for us here in western Wisconsin, it looks like we'll see very slight chances of snow, but those colder temperatures. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, highs near 20, west winds at 10 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows near 14, west winds at 5 to 10. For Thursday, partly sunny, highs near 20, northwest winds at 5 to 10. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 10. Friday, sunshine, cold, highs near 16. Friday night, clear, lows near 2 above. For Saturday, mostly sunny, we'll have highs near 15. For Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of snow, we'll have highs near 16.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got a funny feeling the moment that your lips touch mine. Something shot right through me. My heart skipped a beat in time. There's a different feel about you tonight. It's got me thinking lots of crazy things. I even think I saw a flash of light. Felt like electricity. You shouldn't kiss me like this, unless you mean it like that. 'Cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning it round. Now they think we're falling in love. They never believe we're just friends.
wanted you to move. Unless you mean it like that, 'cause I'll just close my eyes and I won't know where I'm at. And we'll get lost on this dance floor, spinning around and around and around and around. They're all watching us now, they think we're falling in love, they'd never me
for somewhere wind. I haven't heard a word and haven't seen her since. She disappeared quicker than this double shot of gin, 'cause everybody at the bar started asking,
how's your girl?
She ain't my girl.
Where's she been?
I ain't quite sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. That's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. She's probably in Texas. She might be down in Georgia at her mama's for the week. Could be Carolina, California, something's telling me. She's somewhere in the Lone Star State with all the rest. Yeah, that one king song knows best. She's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas. Sure. Good question, no telling, but I'm betting she's probably in Texas. Amarillo, all I know, George Strait said it. Yeah, that's where all them exes go. If she ain't with me out here in Tennessee, then I don't know where she's headed. If I'm guessing, I reckon she's probably in Texas.
Joe Mondovi Buffaloes from all of us at Rio Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN.
Liza Jane.
been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend, but this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out, but now I'm broken down. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should've walked out that door. Went to battle for you always, fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it showed me what true love should it be. I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that you're this is where it ends.
Shop locally. Listen locally. Rio Country. 1430 AM at 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Let's go, girls.
Oh,
man, I feel like a woman.
Crackle in the fall air, red dirt playing on the radio, Big Dipper hanging high up there, breathe in the backwoods and let it go. I ain't never been to church going tight, can't quote much past 3:16, even though it's a Friday night, church found me. Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. When the world's gone crazy, sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, amen. Tell them, boys. Yeah, man. Gotta thank him for a little piece of dirt, little peace of mind from a cold one. Got a country angel I don't deserve, the kind that you never let go of. I don't know what heaven looks like. No, I don't think anybody does. If it's like down here, up there tonight, then there's folks like us sitting here. Like down here, up there tonight, there's folks like us sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends. Sitting here, drinking beer, talking God, amen, killing time, living life with some down home friends.
From George and Tammy to Kenny and Dolly, Real Country, 1430 AM, 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I never once backed down from a punch. Well, I take it square on the chin. Well, I found out fast a bully's just that. You've got to stand up to him. So I didn't cry when I got a black eye. As bad as it hurt, I just grinned. But when tough little boys grow up to be dads, they turn into big babies again. Scared me to death when you took your first steps. Well, I'd fall every time you fell down. And your first day at school, I cried like a fool. And I followed your school bus to town. Well, I didn't cry when old Yeller died. At least not in front of my friends.
This is a special report from ABC News. New Orleans attack. I'm Chuck Sievertson. New info just out from the FBI about the deadly ramming and gunfire attack by a man in a pickup truck on Bourbon Street about 3:15 a.m. It's being investigated as a terrorist act. The FBI says there was an ISIS flag in